Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Installation bracket, joined there by Emerson Miller of Poinette, among others, in the 152-pound weight class. 165 going to the semifinals are Kimura Hutter of Adams Friendship. She's had a good day. She is a sophomore, the top seed in this weight class. She'll be joined in the semifinals tomorrow night by Lainey Vaughn of Wautoma Wild Rose. She upset the fourth seed in her quarterfinal match. Victoria Jewell, the third seed, she's from Nicolet High School. And Alicia Berg of Bonduelle are into the semifinals at 165. For the girls in the consolation bracket, among others, Amelia Soltis of Mount Horeb-Barneveld, Ellie Lenzendorf of Wanakee. 185 pounds to the semifinals tomorrow night for the girls. Our defending champion, Brooke Huffman of Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, Maddie Sorensen of Eau Claire North, Maya Tui-Fakuda. She lost to Sophia Peterson of Muskego. Peterson's into the semifinals, where her match will be against Kylie Georgiou of Luxembourg Casco. And at 235, defending champion Madison Burns of Ashland has made a quick work of her first two opponents, pins of 27 seconds and 36. The first one was at the expense of senior Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Lexi will wrestle again tomorrow morning for Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Madison Burns is into the semifinals. She's joined there by Reagan Ziegler of Fond du Lac, by Isabella Reby of Wisconsin Lutheran, and by Kaylee Davis, senior from Belmont Flatfield. The second seed has lost just once this year. She's got two wins today and is into the state semifinal round. Been an interesting afternoon, David Werman. Anything in particular stand out from the girls' tournament so far?
Not really stand out, but our girls in RAF, Frankie Groom and Delia Collins, you know, they did very well. Won some big matches. Frankie's match, second match on mat six, I think she had to come back to win that. And if I remember right, she won by a pin. So it's good to see those girls in our area being successful and you know, in meaningful matches as we move forward here.
The Division One tournament. Is that your jacket over there on the floor behind you?
By God, it is.
Okay, just wanted to point that out before somebody steps on it. Our accommodations are not what they used to be here at the Kohl Center. Hopefully we'll get back in the good graces of the powers that be. Let's just focus on the area teams in the boys tournament in Division One. We can tell you that a good-looking freshman from Reedsburg, Braden Hale Toomey, for the boys is into the semifinals of wins today. A pin and a major decision for Hale Toomey. He's the fourth seed in 106 for Reedsburg, and he's into the state semifinals. For the boys, those will also be wrestled tomorrow night. His opponent will be the top seed, Camden Rugg of Union Grove, I believe, in the semifinals tomorrow. In the bottom bracket at 106, David, for the boys, I did not get the two quarterfinal winners there.
Keegan Moore of West Salem Bangor, he was a winner by a score of 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Folk from Pulaski was a winner by 10, 48 seconds.
Okay. So Moore and Falk join Hale Toomey of Reedsburg and Camden Rugg of Union Grove in the semifinals. In the consolation bracket, and again for the boys, it used to be if you lost your first round match, you had to wait to see if the guy that beat you had to win his next match in order for you to win. Not the case now, the way the tournament is set up. So Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights sophomore Max Schrader, who lost his first round match, will wrestle again, and he's now joined in the consolation bracket by, among others, freshman Rex Lancaster of Holman. At 113 pounds, from the area, trainer Curtin of Reedsburg. Been a good tournament so far for Reedsburg. Trainer is a senior. He has a pin and a tech call, and he is into the state semifinals tomorrow night. couple of area wrestlers lost first-round matches. They will wrestle in the consolation round tomorrow. Landon Connolly, a junior from Sparta, and sophomore Brett Farrell from Wanakee. At 120 pounds, nobody from our area is into the semifinal round, but still going in the tournament, Nathan Henderson of Holman, Cade Parrish of Reedsburg, Mason Spear of Wanakee. And David, you've got a close connection with Cade's dad, Scott Parrish, the former coach up there at Weston, and he had a tough first-round match.
He did. He had a good wrestler from Holman. I don't remember his name right offhand.
But, Nathan Henderson.
Yeah, a tough match. You know, Cade's had a good tournament series up to this point. Scott and I worked together. As you mentioned, he used to coach at Ithaca Weston, and he's really hopeful for Cade, but he kind of threw a tough match there, his first one, which, you know, the result we both know. But with the changes this series, for certain has a second match, you know, a chance to wrestle back and still play. So,
yep.
Tough path, but he can certainly has a chance.
It used to be you could wrestle all the way back to third place,
right.
But that's not the way it's set up now. If you lose your first match, the highest you can get is fifth. The losers of the semifinals will wrestle for third place on Saturday. At 126 pounds from the area, nobody advanced into the quarterfinals, but still going in the consolation bracket are Curran Dunn-Morgan of Monona Grove McFarland. It's nice to see them have a team again. They kind of were resurrected about 10 years ago. I remember Richland Center used to go to the Stoughton Vern Pieper duels, and Monona Grove McFarland was just a fledgling program at that point, but they have moved up. I think they've got five wrestlers here at state this year, including one in the consolation bracket at 126. At 132, Devin Leitzau of Sparta, with a couple of wins today, including an overtime quarterfinal victory, moves into the semifinals. Devin Leitzau of Sparta still going in the winner's bracket. Peyton Oberg of Baraboo lost his first-round match and is in the consolation bracket for the Thunderbirds. At 138, consolation round action for Silas Hunter, one of two wrestlers from Madison in the tournament. He's from Madison East. There's also a young man here from Madison West, and they're both in the consolation bracket here at the state tournament. At 144 from the immediate area, not a lot of success in this weight class either, as both Hudson Jablonski, a sophomore from Reedsburg, and Joel Carl, the senior from Monona Grove McFarland, lost first-round matches, and they're in the consolation bracket there. At 150 pounds, we did see Gabriel Metzler, a junior from Wanakee, win his first-round match, but then he lost his quarterfinal and is in the consolation bracket, joined there by Cameron Finch of Toma and by Carson Bremer of Verona. We've only got one more match here. In fact, it's just finishing up, and then they're going to warm up a bit before Divisions 2 and 3 see action. At 157 pounds, I may need some help here, David, in the Division One quarterfinal. If you can find out how Middleton Sam Stanton and Baraboo's Nolan Owen performed at 157.
Well, Sam Stanton from Middleton, the junior, he was a winner by a score of 12-0. And Nathan Owen of Baraboo, he was defeated by a score of 20-4.
So Owen joins Oberg. Both Baraboo wrestlers are in the consolation bracket now. But Sam Zanton, nice work for one of three wrestlers from Middleton here in the tournament. He's unbeaten on the season and moves into the semifinals. We were kind of spoiled by seeing Middleton at the Ithaca Western tournament for a number of years. They've got three wrestlers here at state and very good wrestlers indeed. Sam Zanton, one of them, into the state semifinals in the consolation bracket now. Nolan Owen for Baraboo. How about some help at 165, Mr. Eli Meyer of Mount Horeb Barneville?
165. Meyer was a winner by a score of 13-0.
Interesting. Mount Horeb Barneville has two wrestlers here in the tournament. Both are named Eli, and both of them are unblemished on the tournament so far. We can tell you that at 165, one of those Middleton wrestlers is Finn Growls. He lost his first-round match and is in the consolation bracket, joined there by Jonathan Lamprich of Holman Eli Myers tournament moves on. And, David, I think it's interesting, too, while we were waiting outside to get into the Kohl Center today, we saw a big bus from Mount Horeb-Barneville.
The only bus.
The only bus. Everybody else had school vans, parked out there. But Mount Horeb-Barneville, with two wrestlers, plus they have two girls also, had brought a big bus.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure that one out. Kirk Layer has joined us. Kirk, I'm glad you found your way up here. Have I got you in the wrong spot? There we go.
You got me now?
Yep.
Okay. The reason they have that big bus is they have two big studs.
They said, I want a bus, and they got a bus.
Well, those are two awesome wrestlers.
One of them started out elsewhere. Wasn't he in Sugar River?
I think I heard that, yes.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think you're right with that.
Your headset's working.
It is, huh?
Yeah, you heard that.
Right away, he's got a tickle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're just recapping a little bit of what we saw earlier this afternoon. Eli Meyer of Mount Horeb-Barneville into the semifinals at 165. Well, let's talk about Eli Leonard, David. You have a final on his match at 175 for Mount Horeb-Barneville.
Certainly do. He was the winner also by a score of 16-0.
Boy, they both won at Bi-State. Both won that tournament, and they're looking good here at the state tournament. Into the consolation bracket at 175 in Division One for the boys is Jackson Gunsler Soda of Verona Area High School. Moving to 190, a couple of wrestlers from our area, David, made it through the quarterfinals with victories. Luke Rux of Monona Grove McClellan and Jaden DeLau of La Crosse Logan Central. How did they fare in the quarterfinal match?
Well, DeLau was a winner. 11-0, and Rux was defeated by a score of 4-1, and he lost to Tyler Tritz from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln.
So Jaden DeLau, the only wrestler from La Crosse Logan Central in the tournament, has won both matches. Of course, we'll see a lot of La Crosse Aquinas wrestlers here in just a little bit tonight, but DeLau moves into the semifinals at 190. Luke Rux of McFarland defeated Middleton's Reed Fall in the opening round match, but then lost to Taylor Tritz of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, and Tritz moves into the semifinals there. At 215 pounds, how about Mr. McCoy Smith of Wanakee and Mr. Gatlin Empey of Stoughton?
Well, McCoy Smith, he was defeated as he lost to Dawson Clymer from Hudson by a pin in 456. And Gatlin Empey of Stoughton was a winner by pin 237 as he defeated Thomas Riley from Kenosha Bradfield.
And Kirk Layer, you are probably as surprised as I am that Stoughton has only one wrestler here at the state tournament.
Yeah, I know it's always been a respectable hockey town and basketball town, but. And maybe he'll be coming back, but Empey's a junior, so he maybe at least lights some fire in there. And with the new format this year now, he just guaranteed himself fourth place. So that'll be nice to take back to the program and see if they can get it started. Kind of ironic if you look at a program that hasn't been, let's say, a real point maker here at the state tournament out of that same conference not too far away is Oregon. They've had some great success here and got some really fine athletes on their team.
Milton, not too far away, also has some good wrestlers here, boys and girls.
Yeah, but Milton and Stoughton have always clashed. Yeah, that Peach girl, we got to see her wrestle Madeline Muller here today, and that was just a real unfortunate draw to get the first round.
Yeah, tough break. Well, at 215 for the boys, while Gatlin Empey of Stoughton moves into the semifinals, McCoy Smith of Wanakee is in the consolation bracket. Also there is freshman Ryland Knuth of Reedsburg. How many freshmen make it to state at 215 pounds? He did lose his first match, but will wrestle again tomorrow.
His dad wrestled here at state too, so a little history on that too.
Nicely done. That's why we brought you aboard, man. You got to remember these things just like I do. Okay, David, at 285, Henry Miesbauer of Madison West and D'Angelo Clay of Monona Grove McFarland.
All right, Henry Meefauer was defeated by Penn. He loses to Makai Rogers, the number two seeded wrestler, in 236. And D'Angelo Clay from Monona Grove McFarland was a winner by Penn in 105.
And he beat the third seed to get there.
Correct.
Nicely done. All right, well, we brought you up to date. We need to preview what's going to happen in Divisions 2 and 3, and we'll do that when our coverage continues in just a moment. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Divisions 2 and 3 kick in here momentarily at the Kohl Center in Madison. Division 2 field for the boys has 5 former champions, including one pursuing his 4th championship, senior Danny Heiser of Evansville. We've seen him a couple of times this year. Saw him win at the bi-state, saw him win at the sectional. He is seeking to become the 30th wrestler to win 4 championships in a career. There's a young man by the name of Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. They may beat him to it as he wrestles in a lighter weight class, but both those wrestlers have a chance to win their 4th state title here this weekend. Junior Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville is a 2-time state champion, as is senior Tristan Stealth of Fenimore, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville, a sophomore, and senior Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk are also returning state champs here in the Kohl Center this weekend. Division 3 field has 4 former champions. We mentioned one of them, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. He is a 3-time champion. Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle is a champion and unbeaten the last 2 years. Wyatt Unser of Glenwood City and Cade Rule of Mineral Point is looking for another championship here at the state tournament. I had that program open to the officials here of this tournament, Kirk Lair, and we haven't mentioned them, but some of the ones we're used to seeing on a regular basis, Eric Rukoff of Dodgeville, Lynn Eisensee of Sona, Gail Franchinski of Hudson, Mark Farrell of Sturtevant, they're all here, along with Jason Benrood of Trempealeau. We see him occasionally. Neil Stake of Evansville, he used to work with his dad in the booth right up above for years.
Yep.
He's a Wisconsin Rapids alum. He's down here working, and I'm sure there you guys. I recognize Coker from Athens. He's up at the Bi-State all the time.
Baseball championship.
Oh, yeah.
That one year they played Ithaca in the finals, didn't they?
That's right.
Yep. And Coker was the head coach there, and his son was starting shortstop.
Yep. And we see a guy by the name of Jim Ewing. He's got Richland Center ties, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's originally from Richland Center.
Yeah.
He's well acquainted with that.
Doesn't he have some nephews that are wrestling coming up in the program, or great nephews?
Could be.
Austin
related
and Ada Ewing.
Okay, Aaron's boys?
Yep.
Okay, yep. And most of the other guys have been around a while, but there is a few. Steve Scarra just got in the Hall of Fame this last year. Bruce Shepchek, his dad is Johnny Shepchek, who's been around for 20-some years, But it's interesting with Bruce, he's one of the few refs you'll ever see with a ponytail out there. He's a great guy, but I...
You never did that.
I won't go there. But, yeah, it's a good crew. Rod Davis has been around a long time. Cal Takis, long time head football coach at Stratford when they won all those state championships. Plus, mm-hmm. He was a wrestling coach back in the 80s there. But it's a really good crew. The Onshock here, Stane Onshock, his claim to fame was a several-time state champion for Tech Prairie Farm up there. His dad, Tony, a longtime official. His memorable thing was the last wrestling Alyssa Lampy from Tomahawk in the state finals, one of the few women to ever get to the state finals.
Yeah. And on the list of timers and scorers and people officiating at weigh-ins, we see familiar names from our area. Riley Cade, Brad Roche, both originally from the Westby area, but have done a lot of officiating. The Lair, dad and son, John and Ryan, Wayne Keenan of Viroqua, and some guy named Mason McCauley.
Never heard of him. Yeah, he's an alumni of Weston, so
yep,
I seen him down at a score table earlier.
Does a nice job officiating, that's for sure.
I think the world of a used to work. I hired him at
Four
Balls Farm.
Yep.
But then he left me, which didn't surprise me, because the young man had all kinds of talent. But he did invite me to his wedding, so I forgave him.
Well, some different things in this tournament. Luxembourg Casco is now in Division One and faring pretty well from what I can see. You've got Fenimore and Coleman have been moved up from Division Three to Division Two. And Coleman has 7 wrestlers here at state. Fenimore has 5, so they're faring pretty well also.
If you remember Team State last year, it was Fenimore against Coleman in the Division Three state final. Well, come back again next weekend, and I'm very positive you're probably going to see Coleman against Fenimore in the Division II state finals.
Well, we will be watching Ethan Hady of Richland Center tonight. We'll be watching Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, Grant Matthews, Brody Meese, and Lakota Brewer of Riverdale. A couple of wrestlers from North Crawford Seneca, Jaron Grimsland and Sawyer Swigum, and a host of others, particularly from Iowa Grand Highlands and Mineral Point. And they're starting to get ready for the evening session, getting ready to clear the mats. So we will clear the airspace and listen to a couple of our fine sponsors. As we take a break, we'll be back with more in a moment. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
That's one talented rooster.
Nope, just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
WRCO. We're taking a look at the mat configuration here at the Kohl Center. They're now using 8 mats here at the Kohl Center, even though the floor, the actual floor area here at the facility has shrunk somewhat. They have added more seating. They've taken away floor space. They've moved media up into the lower section of the bleachers, and they've pretty much gotten rid of the cheerleaders from what I've seen, and they're not going to allow them down there on the mats until the finals. Is that right?
That's what we heard. They said they were in some sort of role, but I don't really see that. And, you know, these configuration of the seats on the end is different too. At least this end, I thought they used to come all the way down to the floor.
They did.
So, I mean, it's cool, and I'm sure it's worked out great for the basketball team and the hockey team that there's these extra special seating there. But, you know, the WI is nervous that it cut down, so they basically have limited the access to the floor. My pass worked for just a few seconds, Bill, and then Mr. Mel Dow said it's time to clear the floor, and he cleared the floor. And he did say, you can see the wrestlers are warming up underneath the stadium. I think they got some nice areas down there for them, but I haven't really taken a whole lot of look at that. But it's kind of cool, and it's kind of cool to see the WIA. I like the WIA logo in the center there. It looks pretty sharp.
Uh-huh.
It'll be interesting to see what they do different. Well, the format setup, I think, will be really simple. It's going to be the same as last year. It'll all be in the center there, and they'll have a little more room. But
they've got the center circle, the angle where the wrestlers square off at the beginning of each period is angled toward the score tables, which are at the corner of each mat. And they've got cutouts on the mats, which is interesting. The mats are all WIAA mats, all black. We're used to seeing some from different school districts to spice things up, but they're all the same. It looks very interesting. I actually have to admit something. We have mats 1, 3, 5, and 7 facing us. On the other side are 2, 4, 6, and 8. And at one time, I was trying to figure out who was wrestling at mat number 9 because the 6 is upside down from our side, and I was trying to figure out where mat number 9 was.
That's tied in with mat number 6 there on the table over there.
I'm so happy that we figured that out.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, that's cool, too, because other than the glitch with track wrestling and the big scoreboard not working all the time, I like the setup. There's supposed to be some really cool things underneath for the coaches, but I haven't heard a lot about that stuff yet. So it's a really good deal. It's nice for them to take control of their scenario. But we better cut to it because I think they're getting ready to start here, Bill and Dave.
Well, Eric Rukov's taking his jacket off, so he's getting ready. He's going to pull out all the whistles around behind. That's right. That's what Eric.
Yeah, that's an Eric style there. Yeah, that's an Eric style.
Well, it's quite an honor to officiate here at the state tournament. And as you can see, my hat is off to my old buddy Rukov. And he's going to be officiating on mat number 3 right now.
I can remember my old buddy Larry saying that if you got here at once, you'd be happy. But it's like you want to get here all the time. But we're in action, so we better get going.
We want to keep our eyes open for, among others, Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point. I think he is on mat number 6.
Yes, he is. You're number 9.
Why don't you want to go ahead and take that one, Kirk? And David, maybe you can keep your eyes open for Mr. Bassett from Fenimore and Mr. Cradiville from Lancaster.
All righty. Memphis Burkholder, the fine freshman, got the 5th seed here. He takes on Chase Heinemann from Cedar Grove, Belgium.
that's a name, you know. I always thought Cedar Grove, Belgium, though, had more red and black there. Oh, nice fireman's take down there by the young freshman, Memphis. He gets the first points. I was going to say two, Bill. But we'll go with three.
Okay.
Turn the phone off here. Nice 3-0 score. We look around, and they got that real fine freshman from Aquinas on mat number five. Now coming out, trying to get out from the bottom, is Heineman from Cedar Grove, but Memphis still in control, maintaining that control.
The official there is Mark Farrell.
Yeah, our buddy from Boscobel, from now southeastern Wisconsin. Him and Mr. Rukoff are workmates. I think they are going to give Heineman an escape there. So now we're at 3-1 here, and it's 35 seconds to go in the first period. See if Memphis can get another takedown here. And he's keeping the pressure on. He's the one pressuring in, and he's tying up arms, looking for a snap down. I'm sure Chase Heineman has remembered that fire was carrying. He doesn't want to give him. There's a shot at it again, but he misses it, but he gets a nice single leg and gets Heineman on his butt. And if he can keep him there and work his head free and get his arm around the second leg, he can score that third takedown. But I think he's going to run out of time here, and that's going to be the case. Nice shot. He went for the fireman's again, and he wasn't able to get it, so he backed over to switched off to a single leg and almost got it. Any updates?
Update on Matt 7 is William Credeville of Lancaster. He is losing 7-0 to Taylor Underwood of Marathon, whose dad was a four-time state champion.
Yep, from Athens. And you're going to see his brother, Blake, in just a short while in the next weight class.
Yep.
He is a bona fide. If he wouldn't have been having some guys in front of him, he would have been a multi-state champion. But now we start the second period. Memphis Burkholder is down, looking for escape. But now a nice try for a tilt there by Heineman. He's got Burkholder broken solid to the mat. Now he was looking where he's got that arm bar in. I thought there for a second Memphis was going to try for a roll there. But now he's just trying to work up his hips and come out from underneath there. Now he's got that arm trapped underneath with a deep waist with that arm. Now Burkholder's got hand control, got his hands free, working to get his feet up. Now reaching back the hand off the ankle. Now he's sat out in a good position here. Going to look for a spin there. Still looking for the spin, but Heineman comes around behind. Now he goes for the... too bad. Nice try for a toss there as they went out of bounds, but he just couldn't keep a foot in. So he's going to be down. Boy, I have a hard time seeing those from up here. 55 seconds, does that look like it still? Time left there on mat number 9.
Get a quick result there for William Cradeville of Lancaster. He is defeated by a Tech Ball 16-0.
They announced him as the winner. Did you hear that?
Oh, did they?
They have been doing a good job of that.
They didn't win.
Oh.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah. And like you said, if he would have won against the Marathon, man, it would have been an upset. Burkholder was almost out there. He was in good position, and I thought he was going to get the one, but he fought too hard for it, and Heineman comes around behind, and now we're down to the last 15 seconds here in the period. He really doesn't want to be ridden out here. Comes up, tries for a whip. He's got wrist control. Nice job. Drop down to a single or double leg there and get back in control and time run. And that's a little bit surprising that Burkholder didn't get away there in that period. And so now we're going to go into the third period, 3-1, trying to figure which way is Heineman going to go, though. My God, he wants to ride. Any updates, David, before we get started?
Yeah, Carson Vesta of Centerville, he is losing right now 5-0. And then up on Matt is Clayton Geyer of Westby facing Holden Wolfman from Stockton. I'll keep an eye on that one.
Oh, now there, a nice move by Heineman. Came around, and you wouldn't believe what he has in right now, David. He has a cradle full of mineral points. So he got the reversal.
I was really shocked that Heinemann, he was doing fine. He rode him the whole second period, but I thought all he did was hang on. But he's now going to give up the reversal. He's still got the cradle in, so he hasn't given any of the back points, but I'm thinking he's got four back points coming along the way here. I think Mark's got four fingers down, but he just is, and I don't blame Memphis. I keep that cradle in as long as I can and just keep flipping him on his side there. He scored his four back points because I see Mark's got holding them in his hand. There it's broken, and now he's going to give it. So now that's going to put him in a nice 9-1 position here in this match. Now he just needs to avoid getting... Any more updates, David?
Yeah, Clayton Geyer is leading his match 4-2. Carson Bassett is now down 8-0. Carson Bassett from Fenimore.
Memphis getting in a little bit of a bad position, but now he's doing like Heinemann was doing before, but he is going to give up the reversal there. We're down to the last 30 seconds, though, in the match, and it's a 9-3 match, and now it's Heinemann trying to come in really hard with some cross faces and stuff like that and trying to get something of his own pinning combination in. Memphis is going to give up a warning for stalling because he's basically been based out here flat on the mat and just trying to give him any angle that he could for any sort of turn. And it's going to be, he's going to give up a point here at the end, but it's going to be a nice 9-4 win for Memphis Burkhalter from Merrill Point.
9-4?
9-4 was the final.
I thought you were going to say 10-4.
Didn't get enough points for that.
This same mat will focus on Jaron Grimsley of Northrop and Seneca when our coverage continues. Back in a moment, this is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Well, it's been a good day for North Crawford Seneca. Earlier today, Frankie Groom, two wins. She's into the state finals tomorrow night. And we were going to talk about Jaron Grimswood, at least play-by-play on his match, David, but he had other plans.
Yeah, he got the pin already. I didn't even get to see the time on it, but as soon as we get that, we'll give you that update. But, yeah, he didn't want any airtime, evidently.
He was the pin winner over Landon Holzbach of Oostburg and moves into the state quarterfinals. He will wrestle Gavin Clark of Marquesan later on this evening.
On number six.
Did we have a final on the Carson Bassett match, 106 for Fenimore?
Yeah, 8-0 winner for Owen Dorsort, the freshman from Lodi.
And again, in Divisions 2 and 3, we talked about it earlier today. It used to be you lose that first-round match. In Divisions 2 and 3, you were done. Now you get a chance to wrestle back, possibly all the way to fifth place. So that's what Carson Bassett of Fenimore will have in his sights as he attempts to come back through the consolation bracket. The same for William Cradiville of Lancaster, who lost by Tech Falls to Marathon's Taylor Underwood. Looks like Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center is on mat number 8. And that looks like it's going into the second period. Is that correct?
Yep, 7-1 in favor of the other.
Why don't we pick up on this, because he's the only wrestler from Royal Waniwak Center here in the tournament. David?
Yeah, David.
All right, yeah. 7-1 lead for Osecki from Elmira.
We are into the second period, and there's the Rick is just fighting to stay off his back there. He's not sure who's in control. He'll wrestle through here. Now Rick is not quite giving up near fall, but near it.
And freshman that Sherrard from Aquinas down there, we saw him last week at Westby at 120 wrestling on mat 7. 13-2 he's winning.
Still don't have the big scoreboard working. They got the bouts up there, but not the score, and it's hard to see those scoreboards way across the gymnasium.
They haven't been able to get that all day. Or it's blood time on mat number 9 or 6. I'd like a little bit, Bill, forget that.
It's tough to have a mat 9 when you have an 8-mat format.
Oh, yeah, you know, no wonder you couldn't find those scores.
Yeah.
That must be blood time over there, though.
Well, Ticola is now in favor of Lasecki of Elmira. He gets reversal. It is 9-1 lead here with 40 seconds to go in the second period in favor of Lasecki.
Yeah, Perry come out on the mat here now, too. See him, Terry. Gerard won in his match by a check call.
Rick is trying to come through with a reversal, but now he's almost given up near fall. Got to work to get back to his stomach. Just not able to. He works back to his stomach, hands out front, as Lasecki is riding pretty tight, hips tight. And we're down to the closing seconds here in the second period. And a warning now against Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center. Going to the third period here as Lasecki is going to be down. Rick will ride. Down 9-1, 8-point lead for Lasecki into the third period. 113-pound match, Division II. Oh, Rick is trying to get a turn there, a little tilt, but no near fall. Lasecki's able to come back up to his base, and Rick has got an arm bar, trying to get that half Nelson in.
On number one,
he needs to ride that high side there. Jumped over front. Got arm bar and wrist now. They want to stop him. It's potentially dangerous, and he does. It's tough when that happens. Got a good fitting combination on, and then he stops him. It's potentially dangerous when you're down by 8. It's a tough break there for Brendan Rick. So they'll restart in the referee's position. Rick continues to ride. Working that on bar now, he lets Lasecki go. Down to a minute to go in the match. Lasecki dives low in a low single. Down on the ankle. Got Rick on his backside. He's trying to scramble here not to give up the three-point takedown. He's going to end up giving up the takedown, and now a Turk goes in for Lasecki. He's going to get near fall. He's now up 15-1, 45 seconds to go. Oh, there's Rick is able to come up and face him, but with the near fall added on, it's going to make it 17-1, and that should be a check fall, yeah.
17-1 in favor of Jordan Lasecki of Lomira. Thank you, David. Kirk, you did such a good job for Memphis Burkholder. Maybe you can pick up on Liam Perry. He's on mat number 5, another Mineral Point freshman.
He ain't going to be out there much longer either. I missed him getting on the mat there, but he did get a nice early takedown. He got some near fall points there, 4 near fall. So we're less than 5 seconds to go, and he's up in his match, 7-0. I did get Grimsley's pin time was 119.
119, thank you.
Can we get that on the air?
And Carey's got another period or so to go.
He's in there. Somebody slapped the mat. Where's that at? Oh, right here. I think Corey Central, the wrestler, was the winner there. Start the second period. Carey's going to be on. Caution for a false there. Nice try for a Granby roll there. Let's get up and find out who he's wrestling here. Help me out. Riker.
Go ahead. Riker Shingek.
Shingek?
Shingek from Wabino, Leona, Three Lakes.
There you go. I know where that is. You?
I know where all three of them are.
All right. Good.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, and Kerry, as we were reminiscing here, gets a cradle back in, and he has Gavin, Riker, excuse me, in a lot of trouble. Again, he loses it. So now it's going to be 11-0. I don't know what. There we go, 11-0. For a minute 9 into the second period. Looking now for a tilt. Got a little too aggressive with that tilt and gave up a reversal. A nice scramble there on the edge of the mat, not to give up any near fall. Shindrick is trying for his own ride on the edge there. He's coming in more with legs, looking for a power half there. But now we got Liam's going to get a fresh start out of the bottom position here. 48 seconds to go here in the second period.
Ashton's only wrestler here in the tournament, Parker Milsna, mat number 6. How's he doing, David?
Mat number 6 is... I watched the Dodgeville wrestler, so I wasn't prepared for that, Bill.
3-1 is right now.
I thought that's the way you're looking. The Dodgeville wrestler is Reed Furley. He's on mat 3.
3-1 in favor of Jake Buss over Parker Milsna from Jackson.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Parker's down, isn't he? We come back to Carey's match. 12-2 in this match. I believe they're going for takedowns again. Carey got out, got an escape, and he's going to get that takedown, and now he's got a 15-2 lead, and we're looking at getting close to a tech fall here. But this period's going to run out, so we're going to go to David for an update.
Yeah, not much going on with Furley. It's 0-0, and Milsna is still losing 3-1.
Yep. And I called Spurley Reed, I believe, but it's Rhett right. Spurley. He's a sophomore for Doctor.
Yes, and a fine sophomore for him. Wouldn't have been for all those studs at the first floor weight class. He would have been in the lineup, which he was at the bye state. Oh, this could be the end here is Liam comes out and gets an early takedown in the third period, so that's going to be a tick fall in 408. Nice job. But this young freshman, he maybe not going to make as big a splash as his brother, but he's going to make a splash in this sport, too.
That's Burley still on mat 3 with still a score of 0-0, and we're starting the second period.
From our conference, too, we've got Evan Curtis from Cedar City Benton down there. He's wrestling on, what was that, mat?
Mat 2.
Mat 2? Thanks,
yep.
Bill.
One of three wrestlers here for Cedar City Benton Southwestern.
He's wrestling Hunter Cromray from Osceola. That's about as far apart as you can get two teams.
Still looks like Mills' match is still 3-1.
Burley just got a takedown, I believe. Yep, he is up 4-0. They're 30 seconds into the second period. We'll focus on yours, David.
Parker's match is, we're into the third period. Yeah, it looks like the third period, and under a minute to go here as Milsner's on top, down by two, looking for a turn here. And there's a warning against Milton now for riding. So they'll reset here with 46 seconds on the clock, it looks like.
He must not be feeling confident on his feet here, because I would think it'd be the point now he'd let him go.
Yeah.
And try to get that three-point takedown to tie it.
Well, the three-point takedown would give him the lead.
Well, no, he's going to give him the escape, so it's going to be 4-1.
Yeah. Okay, there it is. There it
My
is.
My math is bad, but not that bad.
Yeah.
30 seconds to go. Back to you, David.
Yeah, he's got to score the takedown now because he is on his feet. As Kurt said, he's got to get the takedown to tie it, and he's going right after him as they work the edge of the mat as his opponent, Dick Buck, works to the outside. Down to 10 seconds, 12 seconds, it looks like.
Keep him bound, he might get this.
Oh, that touches the score table there. Automatically stopping.
3 seconds, looks like all he's got.
Is it 3 or 7? It's hard to read that, but
that could be 7.
Go for 7. And then they reset 4-1 yet, and the closing seconds as he drives him. Just get a point for stalling, but he's going to run out of time and be defeated by a score of 4-1. 4-2, excuse me.
That's all the way up to 26, isn't it? Well, that's one of the new teams here. Young man was from Wyoega Fremont. That's one of the new teams we're going to see down at Team State.
Hmm. And they've got a lot of wrestlers here in the state tournament, too.
Yep.
Well represented.
Well, you get Coleman out of their sectional, and it helps a lot. Did I say that all out?
Yeah, you're right on the money. You're right on the money. Rhett Burley of Dodgeville has a 7-2 lead. Third period just underway there on mat number 3. Mat number 7 is Elliot Tite of Mineral Point. And he is currently losing by a score of 3-0. And he is on his back and in trouble. He's got a tight cradle there for Beekman of Oconto, the senior, but Tite does get to his feet. Most escape award to get is Beekman has dropped down to the leg. Still in control is Beekman from Oconto.
1:13 left in the Spurleys match. Still up 7-2. Stop is potentially dangerous. Must not be too far. I'll look here quick and see if even Hades' match should be on deck here somewhere.
No, he doesn't wrestle until the next round.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks.
That's all right. Back to Elliot Titus. They go out of bounds. 1 second on the clock here. 7-0 lead for Beekman.
I think their seating worked a little better this year, but we did already see a rematch from our area and a few gentlemen from the same sectional wrestling.
You were impressed with the way the seating went for our area Division III sectional, weren't you?
Well, we had a lot of strong wrestlers, which we knew when we were up there broadcasting that sectional, that it was a great tournament, and the number one seed, especially after he got up in the middle weight classes on, were bared out in that. And if you look at some estimates from one of the other wrestling format channels, they were predicting a lot of champions coming out of that sectional.
Well, I hope they're right. Elliot Kite gives up another takedown, and now down 10-0 early in the second period.
Spurley's going to win in his match 7-2. At 126. Division 2.
You had mentioned Evan Curtis earlier. Do we have a final on his match? Like he's out there right now on mat 2, isn't he?
He's still there?
Still out there.
Yeah.
76, okay. Yep.
Wonder if we had some blood tie into that one.
Meanwhile, Elliot Kite got 2 points on the board as he gets the reversal. Having a hard time riding. Beekman, the senior from Oconto, is pretty tough on the bottom. And now Titan is just trying to hang on and keep control, but he's got to hang on for 35 seconds here. He's still in control, but it's slipping away from him here as Beekman does get the reversal, and he's got Kite on his back again.
96 was the final in Curtis's match.
Ball to two with 13 seconds and points coming yet for Beekman. Well, the final at 132 is 16-4 in favor of Beekman over Elliot Kite of Mineral Point.
16-4?
Correct.
Canto. A little bit different than Canto Falls.
Noticed a couple different things on that Evan Curtis match from Cuba City, Benton Southwestern. He came up short 9-6 to Hunter Cromry of Osceola. Felt different from the Cromry that used to wrestle for Mondovi and went on to play professional football. Also noticed there was a name change in their state program at 120 in Division II. There was a Heimerman from Kowaskum that was originally listed in the program, but his place was taken by Noah Walker of Ellsworth. So someone bowed out of the tournament there, and Walker wound up winning his first match by fall.
We have another Cuba City wrestler out there on mat number four, 132 pounds, and that would be Bryce Buxton. And he takes on, what do you think of that matchup? He wrestles another wrestler from Osceola, Kalen Bird from Osceola. How often would that happen that far away that two teams match up twice in the first round?
Well, it'd be a good time for us to take a break. Why don't we do that? On the horizon, we have the likes of Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, Sammy Springer of Mineral Point, and a freshman from Belmont Flatville named Oliver Harkis. Looking forward to seeing those young men and bringing their wrestling matches to you as our coverage continues from Madison. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Recapping, our first round action is Divisions 2 and 3 here tonight. Preliminary round from the area at 106 pounds of Division 2. Oh, and Dorsoris of Lodi was an 8-0 winner over Fenimore freshman Carson Bassett. Division 3 at 106, freshman Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point is a 9-4 winner. He moves into the quarterfinals and will wrestle again tonight. Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas was also a winner, while Lancaster sophomore William Platteville was defeated and drops into the consolation bracket. He won't wrestle until tomorrow. 113 pounds of Division II, Coda Purney, a junior of GET Melrose Mindoro, wins by Tech Fall. He moves on. Division III at 113, a pin for Jaron Grimslet of North Seneca. That team perfect on the day. Meanwhile, Clayton Geyer of Westby was defeated, and Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center also lost. Geyer and Rick drop into the consolation bracket there. At 120 pounds, Briar Caves of Lodi coming out of the Wisconsin Dell Sectional was a pin winner. He advances. Jarvis Forchero of Whitewater scores a technical fall. He will be the opponent later this evening for Richland Center senior Ethan Haiti in the quarterfinals. It'll be Haiti and Forchero of Whitewater. Division 3 at 120, a Tech fall for Liam Carey, a freshman from Mineral Point, and a Tech fall from Martez Sheard, a freshman from Aquinas. They